Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. Tonight is a big night for the New York Islanders, and fans have been waiting for this for years. The brand new UBS Arena is open and ready, and the Isles play their first game. They're hosting the Calgary Flames and looking to snap a losing streak. The Isles' new home is right next to the Belmont Racetrack in Elmont, where there's even a new train station, so fans from the city and from Long Island have a transit option. 1010 Wind spoke with Nick Costa, who owns the Offside Tavern inside the facility. He's a super fan of the Islanders and expects his fellow fans will be delighted.
The sight lines are perfect. I walked all around the building trying to find a bad seat and couldn't find one. Even the last row on the corner, it's still great. It's still an intimate space.
The team and fans struggled with issues in their old home, the Coliseum, and temporary one at Barclays, but this space is aimed at correcting all of those problems. The game is at 7 tonight, and if hockey's not your thing, UBS is also designed for concerts and other performances and events. 5 people are under arrest after rowdy protesters allegedly went on a rampage, damaging cars last night in Queens.
A group of protesters focused on Middle Village and marched on 58th Road, creating havoc, stealing American flags, stepping on and damaging cars, and they scrawled graffiti on a white fence. Michael was out early in the morning scrubbing it off.
Basically what happened was it looked like an anarchy sign. A bunch of those Antifa idiots like to throw around because they don't know anything about life. So they did it in red spray paint. It's the circle with the A through it.
Jessica said she had looked out her window at the mob. The police told her it was in protest of the Rittenhouse verdict, but to her, it was senseless.
You know, I don't think they were after justice. It seemed like they were just out to divide us further.
And Sam, who lived a few doors down, said he was glad to see the police out. It made him feel safer. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds in Middle Village, Queens.
A Long Island football coach will be able to cheer on his team tonight and the championship game, thanks to life-saving surgery. Belport varsity assistant coach Kyle Moot started having daily headaches. When they didn't go away, the 38-year-old ended up going to Stony Brook University Hospital. Moot tells 1010 Winds that doctors there found a life-threatening malformation of the arteries in his brain.
You know, it was a high-risk area. Things could have gotten worse pretty quickly. And that actually just hit me the other day because I honestly didn't know how severe this was. I was just dealing with headaches and, you know, the daily struggle of, you know, getting by with them.
Dr. David Fiorella is the director of the Stony Brook Cerebrovascular Center. He tells 1010 Winds new technology made the surgery a whole lot easier.
We've seen so many of these and we've got so much experience with these that it's fairly easy now for us to identify the area of the abnormal connection between the artery and the vein. And it's just a matter at that point of driving our catheters up to that point and shutting that down. So now these cases that used to require big open surgeries, at Stony Brook we can do these through minimally invasive approaches.
And the coach can be there tonight for his Belport Clippers as they face the Lindenhurst Bulldogs.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.